everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we mourn the loss of Rolling Ray. We recap Mariah Carey and Busta Rhymes at the VMAs. We discuss Lady Gaga giving the Ally McBeal dancing baby her comeback. And we talk which songs were on TikTok's Song of the Summer list for 2025. Spoiler alert, none of them are even from this year. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Good day.
Oh,
no.
Good morning.
Good day. Hey, you.
Let's do the whole episode where we just talk over each other. I hear the listeners love
I'll
it,
do
it when
now.
Do they?
Do they like that?
Well, sometimes I do.
A little bit.
Ma'am. I sometimes do get messages that are like, your audios aren't lined up. And I'm like, nah, we just talk over each other sometimes.
I'm waiting for a second of you not talking so that I can talk. Yes. Well, I'm sorry. The people at home have never had a conversation?
People don't know. People don't know by now that we both have things we gotta say.
Yes, and I'm sorry that we riff.
Scat. What is it? Vamp. Are we vamping?
A little vamping. You know that one?
Yes. A little vamping. When are you going on The Masked Singer?
I think... Girl, let's just say I've been on The Masked Singer. Let's just say that one they couldn't figure out. Well...
Have you blown anyone on from The Masked Singer?
I'm inclined to say yes, but I have not seen who's been on it. If I had to put money down, and I will, I'm going to bet yes. And how about I go through the Wikipedia between now and next week, and then I return next week and I let you know if it was true or not. And that gives everyone a chance to also get their money down. Bet.
Peruse.
No, don't peruse. Just be a betting girl. And have you?
Not that I know of.
Well, see, that's part of the fun of Masked Singer. You don't know.
I still don't think I've ever seen an episode of Masked Singer, but sometimes an article will come across my social that's like the 20 people who've won the Masked Singer. And I click that. I would like to know who's won.
Yeah, I've never seen an episode, but I have seen clips, obviously. Like, I loved when Kermit was the snail?
Or was the snail Kermit, mama?
Or exactly. And Wendy Williams was the lips, or were the lips did, Wendy Williams?
Did Kermit sing in Kermit's voice?
That
feels like it would have been a little on the nose.
Well, I don't remember. I think so. I think he did. And it was all a lot. It was a good clip. Go watch it.
I've seen it.
Well, today we do have to honor somebody that we lost.
Go ahead.
Somebody near and dear to me. Well, not actually near and dear to me, but I do have an entire folder on the soundboard. So I spend time with the voice of this person.
You want to hear the voice?
What the hell was that?
You want to hear the voice? You don't know that?
No.
I'm doing a terrible impression of it. It's Anitra. There's a clip of Anitra after her drag race, which she's doing after her drag race.
I know what you're talking about.
You want to hear the voice?
No, this is the voice. Here, I'm going to push a button.
You know I can't hear your buttons. I don't even know when your buttons are done buttoning, so I don't know if I'm talking over the button.
You're talking over it. It was Rolling Ray. I love the train. Yeah.
Baby, do we have... Should I jot it down? Cycle
jot
ghosty,
them down.
Cycle ghosty of the year nominee?
For me, beyond a nominee, this is a culture-defining entity. This is somebody who wasn't just, you know, a meme, was also on the front lines protesting for the Black Lives Matter movement, wreaking havoc on police brutality, up in the cops' faces, putting their body on the line. Like, Rolling Ray was that bitch. So I needed to be clear. Like, yes, the episode of Judge Toler. That's Judge Toler.
Miss Toler.
Miss Toler. My apologies, Miss Girl. Miss who?
Miss Toler.
If you haven't seen that episode of Rolling Ray on, I don't know what court that was.
On Miss Toler, obviously.
Is that the name of the court show?
Judge Toler?
I have taken that video and I've spliced it into, I have, let's see, 7 times 3, 21, 23 buttons from that episode. And they're all so useful. I often push
so
or he's done, Your Honor. I am done with him.
He's done.
Apparently it's divorce court with Judge Toler.
Toler.
Now I will say I remember the first time you told me about Roland Ray. You were like, did you watch this catfish spinoff show hosted by Raymond Braun?
Yes.
And I said, no, in fact, I did not set the DVR.
Well, but, Rolling Ray's impact lives on. And so we say goodbye, but I personally do not say goodbye. Rolling Ray stays with me.
Well, I saw, speaking of clips I saw online, I did see one that was like Roland Ray's best 5 moments.
Okay, you have my attention. I would be clicking.
I just laughed. All 5 were from that same Judge Toler episode.
Well, and at the very end, you know how they interview the plaintiff?
Oh, baby, I am familiar with court shows and the happenings.
Okay. The hot guy that, you know, stands next to the judge is doing the interview and he's like, are you walking away happy with the results? And Rolling Ray says, I don't walk, I roll, baby.
yeah.
Yes, iconic. Iconic. Yeah.
I don't know if he's her bailiff or if he's her like judge assistant, but yeah, hot.
I think he was hired for his looks.
He's just Mr. Man standing.
He's just
there.
Mr. Man, yes.
Well, don't worry. I was smart and I have linked our Psychobabble Awards doc to the bottom of the doc where I take my weekly notes for things to discuss in the episode. So now it's just a quick little click for me to be able to jot down Roland Ray, Psycho Ghostie in Memoriam ?
Thank you. I think it's important. And for me, a legend and icon.
Rip.
Oh, speaking of death, Trump.
Trump?
Did you see Trump sent out a fundraising email titled, I Want to Try and Get to Heaven? Okay.
I feel like
he's been talking about heaven a lot recently. He's been talking about like, damn, I really am trying to go to heaven. Is he on death's door? Does he kind of feel it knocking? Is it creaking? Is the WD-40 necessary because he can hear the door opening? Like, what's the deal? He's really talking about heaven a lot recently. Well, he sends an email asking for $15 donations from his supporters in a fundraising email saying he wants to go to heaven. There's a connection between if you give 15, he might go to heaven.
Is Jesus on his mailing list?
Well, yes. Jesus, he receives all emails.
But also, is Jesus deciding who goes to heaven or God?
Bitch, no.
Or Jesus the Holy Spirit.
Jesus is kind of like the sexy bailiff, if you will.
Oh, God is Judge Turler.
Miss who?
Just so you know, I pushed Miss Who.
How do you, I don't know where to go. How do you have your buttons labeled? How do you know what? Are you like those dogs on TikTok that
talk? A little bit. Well, I'll show you if you want to see. Like for the,
you have
for
to this. Put a you have to put a sticky note on each button, or is it muscle memory at this point?
This folder.
Oh wow.
This folder is individual images of Rolling Ray and then the phrases that he's saying on top of them. But then if I go back, you can see the different people. You can see all the different people that have folders. You might recognize some people. That's a housewife.
I see it.
That's Miss Cleo.
I'm glad this is all digital. I was picturing you cutting up like little post-it note squares and having to like write and tuck them like under a little glass hood.
Girl, this is 2025, okay?
Okay, so push Miss Toller.
Okay, I'm in Miss Toller.
Miss who?
Push him saying Miss Toller.
It's Miss Toller.
It's Miss Toller.
It's Miss Toller.
Okay.
I also so, love, he's terrible, Your Honor.
He's terrible, Your Honor.
Yes. Oh, and a favorite. Sorry, I will leave the folder once we're done. A favorite is peaches and creams and applesauce. Yeah, all that.
Peaches and creams and applesauce. Do you? Yeah, all that.
Yeah.
Do you have the one of the girls saying, hello, Big Bird and Ernie or whatever she said?
Hello, Big Bird and Ernie.
It's when the friend in. Walks out. Yeah.
No, I didn't get that. No, I didn't get that. I thought, I'm not giving her a moment. She really thinks she's that bitch, but she's not.
Dang, this Roland Ray's Queens episode is appropriate.
Well, do you think Roland Ray will be, I don't know, at the gates of heaven, ready to push Trump down the stairs back down once he arrives?
I don't know if there's pushing at the pearly gates.
I think Rolling Ray will find a way. I think Rolling Ray will find a way. There's pushing at the pearly gates if he has anything to do with it.
Is there pushing at the pearly gates?
Yes, there's stairs. Is this handicap accessible? Is this ADA compliant? Because I'm looking at an image of the gates of heaven right now. We have on the Discord for the podcast, we have a channel called Episode Topic Ideas, and all throughout the week I post links there of things that I want us to bring up. The latest thing that is posted right there is me posting a Pop Crave article about Donald Trump wanting to go to heaven, and the image they used is the gates of heaven. And I don't know if it's biblically accurate, but there are stairs. So I'm curious. No guardrails. Well, a couple guardrails, but it's not really like handrails. So how's Rolling Ray to get up there? Or does Rolling Ray fly? Or are they flying? Have angels? Or what? Or what's going on?
When do you get your wings?
I think after you make it through the gate.
Okay. This says
they're not giving you wings before you go. Well, did the fallen angel, Satan, did he have wings? I don't know if he's got wings.
I don't know. This says Jesus Christ ultimately grants entrance to heaven by opening the gates. Though the tradition of Saint Peter as the gatekeeper is a popular interpretation of right. the biblical passages.
Okay, so Gates, about him
holding the keys to the kingdom.
Gates implies that it's not a door, it's a gate, meaning like there's slits. So in theory, somebody could be so skinny to slip through the slits of the gates.
You got a thigh gap. Can you slit through the slits of the gates?
There are some pop queens that maybe might be so skinny that it doesn't even matter if they're good or evil. They could just slip right through. Mariah, she could just do what needs to be done regardless of her behavior on earth. She could get in.
Well, I'll pray that she does.
Okay. Hey, did you watch the VMAs?
In fact, I did not.
Oh, I DVR'd them or whatever. I watched them on the Paramount app or whatever. And it was whatever. Mariah was there getting honored.
I heard there was a lot of unnecessary honors.
A lot of honors.
I heard there was like a Ricky Martin got an honor. Mariah Carey got an honor.
Yes. Who else? Let them. Let's celebrate our legends while they're still with us. My bad.
Felt a little honor heavy.
I feel like Busta Rhymes got an honor, and it was hosted by LL Cool J for a minute, and I'm thinking, girl, nobody knows who the hell. It felt very, I don't know. Well, okay, so it had all the people being honored, but then it also had a lot of people that I feel like a lot of people our age wouldn't even know who that is. So it had the best of both worlds.
Busta Rhymes, winner of the Rock the Bells Visionary Award.
Well, yes. And he was up there rapping so quickly, I couldn't understand a goddamn word. I felt like, who's that woman on Drag Race? The judge.
Toller?
That's Miss Toller. That's Judge Toller. Be quiet. No.
Who's spitting on Drag Race?
No, the judge woman on Drag Race. Come on.
Michelle Visage?
Yes, Michelle Visage. You know when she judges the rap challenges and she's like, you were rapping too fast.
Excuse me. It's a rap and roast.
The rapping roast. And they were going and they were rapping too fast. And she said, well, I couldn't understand it. So points deducted. And it's like, well, it was a rapping roast. Well, let's just say Busta Rhymes was rapping too fast. But what's new?
He's got flow. He's got flow.
I was like, I'm sure you're saying things because that's like your gig. But
the only things that trickled down to me as a non-viewer were all of the drag queens hugging Ariana Grande. But wait, were they there to perform with Sabrina Carpenter?
A lot of them were on stage with Sabrina Carpenter. I don't know if anybody did anything else with anybody else.
I guess it was MTV, so they're just promoting the show and the network. Got it. So I saw the drag queens hugging Ariana. I saw a big discussion over whether or not Mariah was lip syncing or not.
Big discussion? Did you have eyes? Did you have ears? Did you have a sense of rhythm? All signs point into this woman's walking around lip syncing, and there's nothing wrong with that. Everybody do.
I saw it on Instagram, and I thought, now who here is thinking this is live of a live vocal moment?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, if your entire claim to fame is the vocals, and this is no disrespect, I'm not expecting her to. At her beautiful age to pull out all the stops for a mega mix of all of her million number one hits for her honorary moment. Like you don't have to, you could do what Britney did, sit in the audience and watch 100 children in Britney Spears cosplay, do a little mega mix, whatever. So I kind of feel like if your claim to fame is the vocals, then I kind of want to experience a little bit of those vocals because it's like, she was just walking around, and there's nothing wrong with that. Nobody ever claimed her to be a dancer. So, you know, she was traveling. It just felt a little bit, I don't know. I desired more if I was going to be told this is the honoree of the night.
If she's walking around, though, I will say that's good. I think I've told this before, but a friend of mine saw her in Vegas when she did her like first residency, when she was one of the first that did a residency, like way back in the early teens. And they said that she just got pushed around the stage the entire time. They said there she was being pushed on a piano, there she was being pushed on a jet ski, there she was being pushed around on a chaise lounge.
Hell
they
yeah.
Said she did not walk a foot in that there.
She's theater. 56. Let her be pushed around on a chaise lounge.
Or 57, sources differ.
You're right. My bad. I also kind of felt like, okay, if you're getting the Video Vanguard Award, they need to be showing all the videos. The performance of the Megamix, it left something to be desired for me, because I'm like, oh, this music video is iconic because she does drag as Eminem or whatever. This video is iconic because she gets in a fight with her alter ego in the movie theater, blah, blah, blah. It's like, show those iconic moments. Don't talk about them in the speech. Show them. You have a screen. This is a pre-recorded. Baby, this is a scripted speech. She is reading a teleprompter. You know what she is about to reference in her Video Vanguard Award acceptance speech. Show the video. Let's please.
I thought it was cute too that I saw she won an award for one of the other categories as well, which I thought was cute.
Oh, cute? She said it was her first VMA.
Well, it's like sometimes they have to do makeups, like when they gave Britney all the ones for Piece of Me, which was not a good song and not a good video.
Yeah, I did turn off the program halfway through.
Who won Video of the Year?
Who knows? I don't know. I don't know.
Well, spoiler, I'm about to reveal it.
I think Gaga won Artist of the Year. Maybe
Video of the Year, Brighter Days Ahead by Ariana Grande. Never saw it.
Never heard of the song. Oh my God, are we old? Brighter Days Ahead.
You've heard it. It was on the like deluxe version of the album.
Of what album?
Her album she had last year.
What was it called? Come on. Sweetener?
No. The one that was like...
Yours Truly. No? Where am I?
You know the album. Eternal Sunshine.
And the light is coming to bring back everything the darkness stole. The light is coming.
Every time you see that, I picture the video. You know she made a video for that song?
Oh, yes. It's scary in the woods.
She's running through the woods, and at one point she hikes down her skirt while running, and it really bothers me.
Why would that bother you?
Why did they leave that in? Why did they leave that in?
Because it's...
She only do one take?
Because it's iconic, and you remember it, and you just brought it up now, and it will be the reason she gets her Video Vanguard Award. Okay. Yes, okay.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit legally.
Hey, we really breezed over something when talking about God that I've had on my list for a week.
Oh, you got something to say?
Yeah, about our good friend, the Pope.
Girl, which Pope?
The Pope Leo.
Okay.
The American Pope.
The Chicago Pope. The Pope that touched the bean.
You hear what? The Pope that touched the bean. Yes, did you hear what he's up to?
Girl flicking the bean.
He is getting his little Pope house remodeled. And instead of living alone, he's living with four male roommates, including his 36-year-old assistant.
Okay.
Pope Bachelor Pad. How do we feel, ladies?
Okay. Do they have like a what a
circle jerk?
Oh, well, maybe.
If it's for the Lord.
Okay. Could you douche? I mean, you could douche with anything, but douche with holy water? I guess you could. If the Pope...
You should try it.
If a Pope...
Try it if you haven't.
Does the Pope have to have intention to make something holy, or does the Pope touching water make it holy?
I don't think just touching the water makes it holy. I think you have to bless it.
Girl, he's not always blessing.
Holy water... Holy water ain't holy because somebody touched it. You piece of shit.
Oh, so he doesn't even have that holy touch. Then, like, I don't know.
The holy water at my church was always cold, 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 cold. I was like, how do they keep it this cold?
I feel like ours was salty.
Why were you drinking it?
Well, I was on the tip of my finger, and my finger was on the tip of my tongue. What can I say?
You dipped your fingers in the holy water and then tasted it?
I did taste the holy water, and I feel like I feel like we had our own reserve of holy water. I'm not going to lie to you. Growing up, we had bottles of holy water at home. Did you not? Hold on.
No, but one time my brother, when taking the communion, he took it out right back out of his mouth because he wanted to inspect it when he got back to the pew.
Oh my God! Did I tell you about the I tried Mega Stuff Oreos. Speaking of communion,
have you ever mega stuffed two communions?
No, I honestly, maybe, probably, actually, because a communion wafer is so thin. It's like when I reach into a bag of chips, I usually take two for the bite. Like, I'm not trying to do one at a time, though. I feel like as an adult, I'm trying to slow down how I eat. But I still take a handful of chips and I'm like, everybody in. So like at communion, a very thin wafer, it's like it leaves a lot to be desired. They really need to work on that.
Well, while you were talking, I was Googling what's the nutritional value of a communion wafer?
I would guess 10 calories, period.
This says a standard communion wafer contains negligible nutrition value.
Yeah, 10 calories.
This says is effective as zero calories, zero fat, zero carbs, zero protein.
Well, it's not celery.
Well, it's water and wheat flour.
Okay.
Very low calories, 0.8 calories per wafer. You could have a couple.
I could take a handful.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and what about the holy water? Google that. Calories of holy water.
Nutritional value of holy water?
I don't know. Well, what is it? It's giving saline solution is what it tastes like. Not that I've... Well, maybe it was just an interesting batch that I had. Maybe mine was very holy.
I'm Googling.
Is it just tap? Are they not...
I was right. This says holy water is just water that's been blessed.
So it could be any... It could be swamp water. It could be tap water. It could be still...
Oh, well, this says, oh, my gosh, you're right. This says, in Catholic tradition, salt is often added to the water during the blessing ritual.
I knew I tasted salt. And you know what? I have it on. I have my memory is very good about the taste of something. I remember the holy water being salty.
I can't believe you tasted it. This says... Don't worry, though. The salt has also been blessed.
Well, yes. Come on now.
Do you have to bless the separate ingredients or can you bless it at the end? Because then why are we saying a blessing at dinner once all the food's prepared? Shouldn't we be blessing each individual ingredient?
Wow. You're right. You're right.
The church needs to get their story straight.
You're right. You know, sorry, not to go back to the Video Vanguard Award. I was just thinking... Can you believe in 2049 we will be honoring JoJo Siwa with the Video Vanguard Award?
I don't see that happening.
Well, I do.
Although I know a couple weeks ago we talked about how there was really no song of the summer.
Oh, you know what?
Let me tell you. Our Song of the Year Psychobabble Category Awards is sitting pretty empty with just one current potential nominee.
Betty Davis Eyes?
Betty Davis Eyes by JoJo Siwa.
Well, I stand by that. I think who's at that level? I don't know.
I'm going to see how many streams it has while you talk about something else.
Well, I just saw that TikTok put out a list of the 10 songs of the summer for 2025. And I would say maybe two of them are from 2025. Based on people using sounds on TikTok, these are the songs that are the biggest songs of the year. Pretty Little Baby, you know, the song from like maybe the 1930s or something. Connie Francis.
Pretty little baby, my little baby.
You know that one?
I in fact, don't.
Oh. Well, it's but numbers, I can, it's but number I six.
I can pull this up for you. 1962.
I was close.
From the album Connie Francis Sings Secondhand Love and Other Hits.
Well, yes. Number one song of 2025, according to TikTok, Hold My Hand by Jess Glynn, of course, from Nothing Beats a Jet 2 Holiday. I don't get what the hell that is about. I don't care. I don't get it. I don't get it. So, like, people just use that sound.
What's not to get? Nothing beats a Jet 2 Blue Holiday or whatever.
Exactly.
Nothing beats it.
Okay, number two song of the summer on TikTok 2025, Soul Survivor, Jeezy featuring Akon. I feel like that's old. I'm a soul survivor.
I don't even know that song.
I'm a soul survivor. You don't know that one?
This is Akon.
Yes, I know. Akon and Whitney. Yes, Akon did a song with Whitney. Number three song of the summer 2025, Rock That Body
by
Black Eyed Peas.
What?
That had to have been 2008.
I don't like this.
Rock That Body.
I don't like this.
Come on, rock that.
Can someone release an album and save us?
Number seven, Taylor Swift, You Belong With Me. Is that on Reputation?
No.
Exactly. Number nine, Kesha, Your Love Is My Drug. Is that new?
No.
Listen. Yeah, so Song of the Summer 2025 is riddled with nightmares of our past. When will somebody save us? I think Gaga's trying. She said, everyone, please do the dead dance. Please. Are you doing it?
I wanted a little more from the dead dance.
Okay.
The video was giving Ally McBeal dancing, baby, but spooky. But make it spooky. But make it spooky.
You're absolutely correct.
At one point, I saw a CGI baby dance in that video, and I thought, why? Why?
Well, it's good to see that the Ally McBeal baby got booked and busy in 2025.
Is working again. It didn't have it.
Yes.
Breakout star of the year.
Comeback of the year. Is that a category?
No, but it can be. The power is up to us. It's in our hands.
Are you seated for the big brotherification of Amazing Race?
I'm a little nervous because the last season of Amazing Race I thought was so good, and I'm a little worried that this cast, I don't know. I just hope it's good, and I hope it's Amazing Racey and not Big Brothery, you know?
Yeah. I certainly think that they're going to try to have as many moments of betrayal opportunities as they can. It's they're going to want it to have, you know, the social dynamic that Big Brother brings to the table. Are there contestants that you're excited to see race around the world? Because it's past Big Brother contestants with somebody from their own lives. So it's not like duos of Big Brother.
Here's what I'll say. It's a little heavy on like the last few seasons of Big Brother. It's all like season 26, 25, and 24, which I just don't really love. It's like the oldest person coming back is Enzo from season 12. And I've just had a little much Enzo in my life. I didn't think he did much on Big Brother All-Stars season 22. He was then on the challenge. The challenge that they let all the Big Brother Survivor and Amazing Race contestants come on. And he got eliminated in the finals because he couldn't swim. Do I want to watch someone like that show up to the race? No. I have a feeling he'll be an early out considering how he couldn't swim on on the challenge. I definitely am excited though. I like Hannah from Big Brother 23. I liked Izzy from Big Brother 25. I loved Joseph on Big Brother 24. It's a mixed bag. There's some people that I like and some people I don't.
All right. Well, maybe the race will bring something new out of them that will make you fall in love.
Everyone's excited. Angela from BB26 is back. Looking at the other contestants, I'm just like, there's no way she's not one of the first teams out, sadly. Sorry. She's 51. Everyone else is like in their 20s and 30s.
The race is really, it is challenging physically. Like, you really have to kind of be at the top of your ability to run.
Like old school race, original seasons, there were teams in their like 50s that would do really well. I'm struggling to remember a time recently where a team that of that age did particularly well. Maybe Danny and Angie on whatever season that was a couple years ago, but he did a lot of the heavy lifting for her.
Congratulations to you about Survivor. I don't know if you want to spoil anything.
What?
I'm talking about Australia. Well,
yes, you're right. I am going to film. Thank you. Yes. A queen stays queen. My girl Parvati snatched the crown. It was well deserved.
You know, I have to say, the majority of the internet all agrees. She is that bitch.
She is the moment. Like,
The people are not arguing about it. People are like, well, yep, we all know.
And
that's kind of satisfying. Imagine you're that good at the game.
Yeah. And the only problem or complaint I have is watching people mispronounce her name still 20 years later.
Havarti. Havarti.
Yes. Incorrect.
I love Havarti.
People say poverty.
What is
Excuse
it?
You? Parvati.
Parvati. I mean, I've never
no
seen,
second
I've
R.
Never, oh, I've never seen a season of her. I don't know her. So like, I don't.
You saw her on The Traitors.
What? Did she win?
No, she was a traitor on The Traitors.
Oh, Parvati. She was trading.
With Dan.
Trader Joe.
She wore a lot of headbands.
Okay, well.
They brought her back on the most recent season to host a challenge.
Girl, I never seen the challenge. I'm not about that life. I'm not about that life.
All right. Well, where can people find
you? You can find me mourning the queen, Rachel Riley.
Rolling Ray.
Oh, from one RR to another.
That queen too.
No, Rachel Riley. Don't get me started. I'm about to get started. Me off. That shit pisses me off. If you go on Big Brother,
make
the only
sick.
Way you should be leaving the house is by a vote of your peers. Sorry. That is how the cookie needs to crumble. There should be no other combination of situations that makes you leave.
They could have done it as like lose the challenge and you're an auto nominee. I don't know. The elimination was hard.
Especially in a season where everybody that is possibly going home gets like three chances to get themselves safe. Then to
Literally.
Have one person have zero chances to get themselves safe in a competition where...
Well, she had one chance.
No, she didn't. I'm not, see, you're getting me worked up.
She
Corey.
Had a chance to do the maze.
It made me sick.
I mean, listen, it made me sad for sure. I thought the challenge was rough.
Yeah, and I watched the most recent episode afterward, and I thought, damn, the steam is out of the building.
The wind is out of the sails.
The wind is out of the sails. That season is dead. People are, they're all, they don't know what to do. It's dead. And I don't care what happens, although I'm protesting, though I'll keep watching.
Do you think Rachel Riley deserves to be the first CBS contestant to do the big three? Amazing Race, Big Brother, and Survivor?
Is there anybody who is at two?
There's a lot of people at two.
Oh, yeah, you're right. And we're about to have a lot more at two.
Yeah.
I think the fuck yes. I want to see Rachel Riley with her day 20 on the island, her hair extensions kind of coming loose, her, falling apart on the beach, crying. That would be, I will root for her, of course. She's a legend. She's an icon. And... we will always stand.
I'm like, now is the perfect opportunity. They're stuck in this phase of Survivor where they're doing three tribes for every start of every season. I'm like, this is the time to do a Big Brother versus Amazing Race versus Survivor season where each tribe starts with six people and they just I would watch.
It's just not, no, but it's just not fair to have one tribe be Survivor. Like,
why? The Big Brother and Amazing Race people would come together and fuck them up.
No, that's not what Amazing Race, when it was Brother Amazing Race Survivor.
We weren't voting.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, it was a...
Sucks to suck.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Okay, where can people find you?
Applying for Survivor.
Okay.
All right, Mama.
Bye.
Bye.